Thanks, Brad. Good morning. More thunderstorms likely to visit the north coast tonight. That's according to the National Weather Service, who predicts heavy showers and isolated thunderstorms that may contain small hail through the evening as cold air moves across northwest California. If you happen to be caught up in the rough weather without a roof over your head, there are some available options. Here's reporter Dan Squire with more.
With a series of storms passing through the area over the past week, those in need of shelter have few places to go. But between the Eureka Rescue Mission and the City of Eureka's Extreme Weather Shelter, folks are getting helped. Since the Extreme Weather Shelter opened in January, 145 people on 14 days and nights have been able to take advantage of a warm, dry bed and a hot meal and some comfort from the cold and rain. The Extreme Weather Shelter opens when the weather is expected to be particularly bad, and it serves as an overflow for the mission when that facility reaches capacity.
Thanks, Dan. The Board of Supervisors discussed the current negotiations between American Eagle Airlines and local representatives regarding airline service from Arcata to L.A. The board has directed the Headwaters Fund, along with REDEC, to continue its negotiations. There are a few sticking points at this juncture. American Eagle wants a revenue guarantee of $1.25 million, not just $1 million, with $725,000 guaranteed the first year and $500,000 guaranteed in the second year. Other points of discussion include how the revenue money will be accessed by American Eagle, and the county's position is that it should be done on a month-to-month basis, with recognition that American Eagle would probably dip into the revenue guarantee during the first year of service. Despite public criticism of the proposed plan, the supervisors are taking a longer view of any contract with Supervisor Mark Lovelace, calling any agreement an investment for the future. County Council has notified the Headwaters Fund Board that it cannot loan money to the county, but only to a third party, and the board will meet today to discuss its options. The California State University System, which has seen a revenue cut of almost $1 billion in the past 4 years, is preparing for even more cuts to enrollment and services if Governor Brown's tax initiative fails in November. The CSU system has reduced its workforce by more than 3,000 in the past 4 years, and another 2,500 could be laid off if the tax proposal fails. The system will also cap enrollment for 2013-14, closing spring enrollment entirely, and could institute a waiting list for prospective students, and they could be limited in the number of classes they can take each semester. Other changes could include raising the qualifying GPA for students applying for Cal grants, much larger class sizes, and limiting enrollment on 8 campuses to community college transfers only. More KINS News, it's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet, artistic license, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
Sheriff's deputies are investigating a stabbing that happened at a party in Carlotta Saturday night. A 17-year-old victim was contacted by deputies while getting treatment at the hospital, and the teen said that between 50 and 65 people had attended the party, and then a fight broke out, and he and a 21-year-old CR student reported they had been stabbed. Deputies want to contact anyone who was at the party. Anybody with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Rotary Club of Eureka has donated $5,000 to the winners of the Humboldt County Science Fair. The money will allow the winners to attend the statewide competition in Los Angeles, and the latest donation is one in a long series the club has donated over the years. A total of more than $100,000 has been donated by the club over the years in efforts to support students and the pursuit of scientific studies. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.